ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tes. As the Gemara brings down at Rameya, the Gemara starts in the bottom of Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Darish Rameya Bepirka. When Rameya was Darish Bepirka, he was Darish Tlusa Beshmaito, Tilsa Bagadato, and Tilsa Mitli. Third Mishalim. As Kimuvan, if he's darshaning with Pirka Mishalim, because the Mishalim have removed him, that was one of the halokim of a person being Miskadal and being Makabal Musa, was a derech Moshal, Shlema Melech, who's the Chacham Agolam, he called Adam, he wrote Mishlei. As the Medrash says in Mishlei, that Moshal Amad Davadayma, and there was someone who there was a deep, deep well, and there was something in the well that everyone wanted, and no one could get it. As Balchacham Echad, and he attached one rope to another rope to another rope to another rope to the dli, and finally he was able to lower the dli all the way to the bottom, and he got what was on the bottom that he needed. Zinochinami, there's no one rope that can get to such a oimik. But if you add one rope to another rope to another rope, as then you get to the oimik ha-chochma. As that was the koyach of mishlei, of mishalim, sometimes the nyanim are very tief. But the way to be maven it is mashal after mashal after mashal. It's machnas a person that he could really appreciate it from the depth. Let's say one chiddush that there's two kinds of tvisis. There's the tvis of the mayach, as the mayach is tayfes ma'oid ba'amkus. Avil chayim mishalim is eizer in the tvis of the lev, the tvis of hagosha. Many times we could hear a yisayit and we can understand it was a mayach, but it doesn't make a reshem on the lev. Mishalim helps that the lev should chap the oimek. As that was the koyach of Rameya, Dumya Dishlema HaMelech, to use Mishalim to bring out Divrei Musar. As the Gemara says, we only have Ksas of the Mishalim left. And we'll do the second Mashal. Tzadik Misar Nechlotz V'yavei Rasha Tachtov. As Rashi brings down Mashal with a Zev and a Shaul. As the Mashal explains, the Shul is Nimshal to the Chacham, because he was the Chacham of the Behemoth, as he was Nimshal to the Chacham and the Tzaddik, and the Zev is a Tyref, it kills, it steals, as that's Nimshal to Rishayim Ba'ilam Hazer. As the Mashal Rameya was that the Zev was hungry, as the Shaul went into a Dli, and it lowered him down into the well. As the Zev asked him, what are you doing there? As he told, there's basar, v'gvina, l'echol, l'aspoya, there's a lot to eat. Verily, d'mus ha'levana b'mayim, it was dark outside. When the levana reflects on the water, it looks like a piece of cheese and meat. D'mus ogel. As the Zev got very hungry, amalei hechani ered, amalei hechanes ata b'dliya elyen. As the Zev got in the Dliya Elyon, and the Shaul, who was in the other Dli, as when the Zev went down, the Shaul went up, as the Shaul walked out of the Iber. And now the Zev was trapped on the bottom, and he couldn't get out. As the reason why the Shaul did this is because the Zev wanted to hurt the Shaul. As he did this trip to trap the Shaul on bottom, the Shaul, he did this trip to trap the Ze'ev on bottom, and he couldn't hurt the Shu'al anymore. As he showed him this food, as the Ze'ev got in, went to the bottom of the Dli, and the Shu'al went out, and now he's free to do whatever he wants, and the Ze'ev is trapped on bottom. So that's the Pasuk, Tzadik Mitzor Nechlotz, V'yavai Rasha Tachtov. Adkan the Rashi, as the Mashal explains, a very nice pshat, to be masbir, what's the nimshal? That's the mashal. What's the nimshal? He says, that which was choshech outside is a mashal to the choshech of Olam Hazeh. Like the Gemara says, Olam Hazeh is nimshal to choshech. As the Yetzirah shows us, all the tanuge of Olam Hazeh, all the basa, all the gvina, all the tanuge Olam Hazeh, all the iPhones, everything else too. It looks to us, wow, it's a geshmak ezach, we could really enjoy it. Ah, gewaldik. As all the zevim, the people that are very hungry for tanuge Olam Hazeh, as it looks to them like there's a lot of basa, gvina, a lot of things they could be netted from in this world. But the problem is, when they go to be nene, as they don't realize that it brings them to the bottom of the bear, and they get stuck. And it all was an optical illusion, all the hanas elam haza. It just looks like it's a nice thing, a good thing. Gishmak ezach, over the emesis, there's nothing really there. It's all empty, it's regayim of hana, achila, other tanugim. It's regayim mamish, then it disappears, doesn't stay. As it's just a picture of Alma. As the Zev is the Rishayim, they go after Hanas Olam Hazeh, and Mamela they're trapped on the bottom of the bear, the Nichshol, and it's murdered them, the Shol Tachtis. Mashenkin, the Tzadikim know it's not Kedai to be Nimshach HaChataivas Olam Hazeh. When the Zev goes down, they go up. And they get saved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always watches them and saves them and brings them to the Emes Tanugim LeBesayf. Next Gemara, there's two Gersayfs. Amalei Koyfer L'Reb Gamliel is our Gersa. That's why the Gemara bring that in the uncensored version it was Amalei Kesar L'Reb Gamliel. Found the Romans took it out because it's not covered to them that the Kesar should be outsmarted. Zamalei Kesel Reb Gamliel, Alekechem Ganefu, Koshal Hoitzi Amila Meyapeh, Siva Yipul Hashem Lekim Tadema Ala Adam V'Yashon. And then he took a tzel and he made it for Anisha, as he put on to sleep, and he stole from him. As near it, that in this Gemara is Tamun, it's not Stama's story, but it's Tamun, the Yisoid of Chet. Of all the Kaifrim, if you go to his Kaifer, or the Kesar, who's also a Kaifer. Before you say, see what the Gemara answers, but Lachar, there's a much, much closer answer. Elohim shel Elu Ganefu. I mean, the whole world is Hashem. Hashem can take whatever he wants. Every day in Kriyashma, we're Makabal Ol Malchus Shamayim. What do we Makabal? That the world is Hashem, after Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Avovcha. Why? Because it's not yours. Everything belongs to Hashem. We belong to Hashem. Our mama belongs to Hashem. Everything about us belongs to Hashem. Hashem can do whatever he wants. But thus is the kfira of the Kesar. And Goyim feel like they're the balabas of the world. They're in charge. And therefore they can even look at Hashem and say that Hashem took something away from them. This is one of the big avoidas. The first avoida is the Etzem Hakara. Hashem never takes anything away from us. Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lochach, Yeheshem Hashem Levoirach. Eve said when he lost all his money, Hashem Nosan, the money, Hashem Lochach, Yeheshem Hashem Levoirach. I don't deserve anything. Then a person doesn't feel bad when Hashem takes away from him. This is the first limud. Chas v'shalom, the first words of the Gemara, mamish kfira mamish, not shayich. The Gemara brings down, as Hashem will see in the Hemshech, nochi yisoid, which vises on this nekuda, that Hashem is the bailam on everything, in the Hemshech of the Gemara, in the Amot. But what happened is the birthday the Reb Gamliel was on a loch. As she says, Amali truly duchas, you should send me the equivalent of a policeman, a shofet. Why? Listen, Valaina Laila, Venotal Menu Kitan Shal Kesef, Yenichalanu Kitan Zahel Zav, Amali Vaishiva Alaina Bechol Yaim. And he took a Kitan Shal Kesef and he switched it for Zav. He said, wow. He didn't steal from you. He gave you something better. She answered him, "V'la yafa hayila adam arishin, shenidla mimenu tzela achas v'nosan lo shivcha, l'sham shay." Tosfos HaMashal says this is the Garisha way of looking at women, that he wasn't makir the Toiva Ve'isha. That's what a Yid has to be machadish to him, the Toiva Ve'isha. About Nirin, that in a tshuva machkemes, has a big yisayid in life. Many times we look at it, kilu Hashem took away from us something. Shetei lecha command of drachman on the top of it. Whatever Hashem does is good. Mashal, we give to a mitzvah staka, as it looks like that we're giving something for a mitzvah. We buy something to do a mitzvah. We spend money on a mitzvah, as it looks like we're giving up of our money. Hashem took from you a kitan shel kesef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you back a kitan shel zav. What you get when you do the mitzvah is so much more valuable. You're getting so much more. The Maran Baba Basa we just had, Naftes, that says when a person gives tzedakah, as he gets back much, much more, it's an investment. The mashal of the Nefesh HaChaim, as you plant in the ground, it grows to so much, you get so much more back. It plus much more. It's true with every mitzvah that we do. Everything we give up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we give up of our time of Hashem, of our lives to Hashem, as you could learn, a person could learn that I would have to take off so much time to take care of this, to help people, to do things for people. I would have to use all my kriches for this. I could use my kriches for other things. It really depends how you look at it. If you're giving up your kriches, Hashem's taking from you, then it's hard to do these kind of things. But if you look, Hashem's not taking anything from you. You're investing, you're trading. Hashem's taking from you from kitan shel kesef. Hashem's going to give you back kitan shel zav. As then we'll be able to give a lot more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we won't feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu, like this person said, is chas v'shalom, the words are ganef. As the Gemara then continues, we'll go to the Gemara of Amalek, Koifur, Kesal, Reb Gamliel. Misha bara harim, loy bara ruach. He wanted a taina, mishabara, harim, loibara, ruach. As Masha says, the oimik. I mean, yes, because one says a lashon yaitze, one says a lashon bayre. As Masha explains, the oimik of what this guy made a mistake was that harim is a gashmiyistika thing. It's ground. Ruach is a ruchniyistika thing. It's ruach. As he tied, Ruchnius and Gashmius are two different mitziusim. It's not shayach that one thing created both. There's something for Ruchnius and there's something for Gashmius. Thus is the svar of Shnius, the people who believe in twos. The Mashal explains, Lufize, that's the Hemshech of the Gemara. Mipaguch oleilu dehormis, mipagul etasi dehormis. Zag the Mashal, it's going on. The palgad le'ela means the more ruchnistika part of the person, the ruchnistika organs. The palgad le'tasa, the hormis. It's not shaykh that one thing could be bayre both. Because there's ruchnias and there's gashmias and there's stiris. They don't go together. Ve'emes, thus is the grace of tayis of goyim. Goyim believe that there's a ruchnias and there's a gashmias. A kaimer is not allowed to get married. A carbon that a guy brings according to one man, the yom, is only oila, not shlomim, because if he's eating from it, it's not ruchniyistik. Ruchniyis is kulay lashem. Gashmiyis, in their world, is kulay lachem. And they take everything of the gashmiyis and they use it for themselves to be magushim. As kilo in their mind, their koiches are toiv, there's good koiches, they call it, the good side, and there's the bad side. And the good side has certain shlit in the world, and the bad side has other shlit in the world. The good people, the bad people, that's the way they look at the world. There's a creation of good and a creation of bad. But we know the emes. We know kol ba me Hashem. Gashmiyus, ruchniyus, is all me Hashem, and it's b'chlal nishkin stira. Hashem gave us the Gashmias, that we should be Merayim of it, and we should turn it into Ruchnias. That's the Avoidus Adam, to use the Gashmias for Ruchnias. As it's not a stira Gashmias and Ruchnias, that you can have a question, Misha Barazah, Loi Barazah. Account, one is Mashlim, the other one. It's like the Begit on a person. It's the Ashlama to the person, as the Guf on the Neshama is the Ashlama to the Neshama. That two different parts that are stiras, it's all one. As they believe the bottom part, the taibis aguf, that has nothing to do with the mayach. It's totally separate. It's two different parts. One of the famous philosophers of the Goyim, they caught him doing a rayis that was mushchis b'yaisa, mishkev zacha behema. As they asked him, how could you do that? You're such a big chacham. He says, when I'm doing it, I'm not that chacham. There's two parts to me. There's the chacham part to me, and then there's the goof part of me. That's what they believed. But we believe there's just one part. A goof and a shama biyachad. And the avoid is to be meraimim the goof and to turn it into shama. By the goyim lehepach. Famous Orachayim, B'shigam Hu Basar, at the end of Parshas Bereishis, it says by the Dar Mabel, Hashem destroyed them, B'shigam Hu Basar. Azot the Orachayim, a big Yisoid, that the void of Adam is to be Mahapach, his Gashmias into Ruchnias. When he uses the Guf for Ruchnias, digger things, he turns his Guf into Chelik Aloy Kamimal, Ashra Shchines Chalon, and it becomes Me'en and Neshama. Mashenkin of Russia, that's totally into Zinyani Aguf, as he uses his neshama for gufniyistika things, what he does is he's mahapach the ruchniyis b'shegam hu basar, and he turns it into basar. Azakta Archaim, that's when the Mabel came to destroy them. The Bria of Adam, and Hashem was by Rei, is a neshama where the guf is used to be ma'ale and to come to mitzis entire mimaraimim the guf. When they were mahapach the neshama to guf, das is mabel. This yimcha shmai adam, das is nishkin adam. As the einish is michui, because that alone is the biggest mechia, the destruction of a tzuris adam. But he uses his ruchniyistik, his hechra parts for gashmi. And there's no such thing, there's two different parts. When I'm ruchni, I'm ruchni. When I'm gashmi, I'm gashmi. It's one mensch, and das is the avoid of a person all the time, to be ruchni. Because that's the difference between a guy and a yid. A guy has two different koiches, and by us, all is Hashem. And thus is unza avoida, to be meroimim, that chilek amagushim sheba adam, and to bring it to Hashem. And thus guf is the schar, that la'asid lovai, the guf will be nene, because when you use the guf for mitzvahs, as mitzvahs taira, learn taira, thus is nitzchi. Is when you use the guf for a davar nitzchi, as that what turns the guf into a davar nitzchi, and that's what's meroimim the guf, that it should be zeicha l'tchias ha-mesem, and to the schar shel ha-asad lavai. The next gemara, amalei koifa l'reb gamliel, amrisu kol be'aschara shchinta sharya kama shchinta ika. All the same, you say they're trying to prove that there's more than one. As he showed him the Shemesh, that the Shemesh goes into many different places. He says, Madar, the Shemesh is a Shamesh Lashem, it shines in different places. Kol Shkin, the Sheen of Hashem, could shine in different places. Azog the Marsha, that the Goy's Havana is because the Goyim are Magashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As they look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Kilu Adover Gashmi, they draw their pictures of G-D, and they have pictures of people that Kilu, they could even have a ben to G-D, which is Kfir HaMamish. That's the Goyim HaMagashim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says, somebody who's Magashim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the Yud Gimel Ikra Marambam. As Unza Amuna is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Gashmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ruchni. There's nothing Gashmi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. type. We find in Nevi'im that it speaks in HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'saber es ha'oizen v'chas v'shalom litois, that we should have a little bit of Havana and understand there's a mashal, but Avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai is like Gashmi b'chlal. As that was the shayush of the shayla, how could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in 10 different people, Yishayra be'asara, and every person Yishayra, as they look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gashmi stick, as a Dabba Magushim, you can't split it into 10 different parts. If it's here, it's there. As Masha said, he answered him, even from a Dabba Gashmi, Lishi Toscha, I'll answer you, the Shemesh. Abizog the Masha, the real answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Magushim. As a Mela, Ruchnius can be anywhere and everywhere. There's no Gvulim. Masha brings Hashem Aretz Umaloya. Hashem is Mekoyme Shalalom. Hashem is everywhere. Koyd Hashem is Malakolo Oilom Kulai. Because Ruchnius is no Gulim. Yeah. This is a remez to the famous Shiloh. Sam Sefer asked that how could Elio Navi be by every bris? I mean, many times you have more than one bris going on at the same time. Or by Leila Seda, Eliyahu HaNavi drinks the kais. How could he go to every house at the same time? Yeah, there are many houses that they do it at the same time. Zagdah Sam same is the same Yisoid that Avada Dava Gashmi, thus is a Shaila. Avada Dava Ruchni, thus there's no gvul. Neshama could be here, there, everywhere, just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a davar ruchni, there's no gvulim. This is the yisoid of the Marshal and the Gemara. Another yisoid you could buy from the Gemara, that the Im Gamliel was Mamshal HaKodesh Baruch Hu to the Shemesh. Lo bichti HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Shemesh. Shemesh is something which is mayor. You know, here's a greiser giloi, what the Indian of Ashra Shechina. It's Or HaMeir al Adam. That's Meraimim im Megadol the Adam. The Kedusha is Nimshal to an Or, which is mayor on the person. As Kodim call, it's mayor his Ol Chaim. He gives him the Vichtiga Mahalach HaChaim. Rabbi Yisim is that in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the art in the Neshama is Nimshal to Ar, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. When a person does a Chet, he's Machshich, the Ar of the Neshama, he's Poigim the Neshama. When his Ashra Shechina is the Pshat, the Shechina is being Shair on him and being Madlik, the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, the Neshama of a person. That's called Be Asar, the Shechin de Sharia. When you go to Davin in a Minyan, as the limit of this Gemara is that this Kiskiilu, he's Hashem is being mayor in his neshama, he's being madlik his neshama. That's the Indian of Ashra Shechina. There's our Godol, which is Chal on every person. That's a Be'asara when there's Ashra Shechina. Yeah. Thus is the Oimik of the famous Yisoid of the Arachayim. And he asked that. There are many stiras in Ashra Shechina, the mashal, the numbers, and one is one, three, ten, Bezdin, Yushalayim, even in Yushalayim, there are dagas of Ashra Shechina, Mishkan, Mikdash, Mitzrayim, there was no Shechina, and then it says Shechina Shaira Begalusa. So yes, you find many stiras. Where is the Shechina Shaira? How many people? Azagdar Chaim HaKadosh, a grace of Yisoid, that there are levels and levels of Ashra Shechina. On one person who's learning Torah, there's one level of Ashra Shechina. Three people, another level of Ashra Shechina. 10 people, another level of Ashra Shechina. I feel the Gemara over here, the Indian of Ashra Shechina is an R, which is Meir, and then a Sham of Adam, which is Meroimim, Magadol, the person. As they're Dargis, Medargis. So he gives the Tifra Avon and that Yisoid of the Arachayim. In the next Gemara, the Gemara brings Ahu Talmida came to Reb Avo and he said, my time is the Shvias. As Reb Avo answered, Kidei Sheteda Sha'aretz Shalihu. As Kaidim Kol, you see in this Gemara, the famous Rambam in Yad, at the end of Hilchos Tumurah, Mar Nevuchem Nachinach, and when they give Taimei HaMitzvahs, the Madgesh, it's a Chiddush that you can give Taimei HaMitzvahs, that there's no Makkah from Chazal, and you can make up your own Taimim. There's L'chayra, and this Gemara is a grace of Makkah to them. And Amira gave Taimei HaMitzvahs, Dumi to the Chinuch, Dumi to the Rambam. You see, you can give your own Taimei HaMitzvahs. Okay, you do it when you're giving Taimei HaMitzvahs. The grace you say to the Svarim HaGadashim, it's a Tam, a Tima. The oimik of the mitzvah, they call kachar b'ponim to every mitzvah, and the ruchni is taking the mitzvah. It's time in alpi nigle, like the Gemara says over here, kidei shatei the she'aret shalihu. Time in alpi nister, the oilom is the imasakin when you do a mitzvah. It's tikkun amida, it's tikkun avuchule. There's so many different aspects to every mitzvah. So the Gemara is just giving one aspect. Avada to say that if this is the time to come up and be mechadesh halachas, I'll be the time, a time that we say on our own, that l'choira you're not able to do. If it's a grace, and need main kan mekoymoy. Aber, what does the Gemara say? Kidei sheteida she'eret shalihu. What's the need of shmita? Kidei sheteida she'eret shalihu. This is a Ravid in the beginning of Shari Kedusha. It says a big Yisoid. Shari Kedusha was the Ravid Sefer on Hilchus Nida. As in Hagdama, he wants to give a tam for many mitzvahs that you find in the Torah. Mashal Nida, Erla, Shvius, like the Gemara over here. And he says that the Torah gave mitzvahs on so many different aspects. On your begadim, you can't wear shatnez, you have to wear tzitzis. On your money, you have to give staka, chumas, maisis. You see the Torah on every aspect of a person gave many mitzvahs. As what's the reason? Zod derived, it's coming to teach a person an important lesson. That nothing that he has belongs to him. Everything that he has belongs to Hashem. We have Abdei Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the Oimik of the Echad. One of the mamakim of the echad is everything belongs to Hashem. We call kula shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it's a nice yisoid to say over. But if you really want to live it, as we know, the famous yisoid of the chinuch, achetzaynis ma'iras apnim, that a person has to do maisim, that amara that, then it's much beyond the pnimius that he should really believe it. He says, thus is the Isser of Nida. One of the inyanim of the Isser of Nida is La Metcha. Even your wife is not yours. And who had in the inyan of Shemitah, even the Karka is not yours. Befrat, the Mefarshim point out when it comes to Karka, which is your mom and his Dikik inyanim. Over there, many people could feel that it's theirs, they work for it. It's the hard work, it belongs to them over there. But Dafka, you need a reminder once every 7 years to know that who really is belongs to Aretz. Kliyaka says very nicely, that's in you know, Nige Batim also. It says, when you come in and you're Ma'achiz V'aretz, you go into Eretz Yisrael and you take it, Kilu, it's your land. As Hashem sends you Nige Batim to remind you that it's not your land. Oh. Thus is a hemshech, and thus is a yisoid in many mitzvahs. It's coming to remind us who the balabas is. It's not only with mitzvahs, many sometimes yisurim, also a starker reminder. Person thinks he's the balabas. When a person has yisurim, he realizes that he's not in charge. The famous story with the doctor, big doctor in Eretz Yisrael, Chiloni, that was in charge of a whole machlaka, a whole part of a hospital. There's a person that his son was very sick. So he went to this top doctor, and the doctor said, don't worry, I know how to do the surgery, and if I take care of him, he's going to get better. As the person who was sitting there was a younger man in yeshiva, he said, Bezer Hashem. As this Chiloni got very upset at him, he said, what do you mean, Bezer Hashem? I told you, I'll take care of it for you. And he said, Bezer Hashem. What's this Bezer Hashem business? I'm telling you, I'm going to do it for you. He got very upset at him. As Avreich left the office, he wasn't sure what to do. He was meicher for Kavod Hashem. But the doctor was upset at him. He needs the doctor to operate on his son. Went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He asked him, what should he do? And Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him, I'm telling you, within the week, the doctor is going to get back to you and it'll be okay. A little while later, he gets a call from the doctor. And the doctor says, you're right, I need Ezra Hashem. The person said, what happened? Why'd you change all of a sudden? He said, a couple of days afterwards, he was called to give a conference in front of 200 doctors. As all the top doctors were sitting there, and he got up to speak. He said that he lost shlita on his body when he got up to speak, and he had an accident, and he was terribly humiliated in front of everyone. This never happened to him before. He could lose shlita on his guf. He says he took it as a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here you are, you said you're the big doctor, you're shaylet on the guf. He said, Hashem was showing me you're not the shaylet on the guf. Hashem is the shaylet on the guf. A day that Shateda Sha'ariz Shalihu. And that the guf is shali, and that's the Indian of a bracha of Asher Yotzar. We go to the bathroom, it's a basic human thing. Gama, going to the bathroom, we thank Hashem. Everything, we have to thank Hashem for everything that Hashem does for us. Gemara then continues. The Gemara on the top of Lamed Tes, Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Belo zarami k'siv tov Hashem l'kol, k'siv tov Hashem l'kavoyev." Moshe l'adam sheyesh lo pazis. There's certain tovus that he does. He does for everything b'shava. But certain tovus he does certain parts individually. So he speaks about that there's. People think, okay, we made it to Olam Haba, Zehu, Tov Hashem. Over there, Madregas and Madregas Yesh. Over the Lashon of the Pasuk is Tov Hashem L'Kavoy, L'Nefesh Tidrushena. Who's Zeicha to the Miyuchad Dikatoiv, the person who always puts his kivui in Hashem. He's always being Dairish Hashem. The Miyuchad Dikatoiv for a person who's always looking up to Hashem, who's always asking Hashem for help. Aziz Zeicha to a Miyuchadik Toiv. Number one, the Etzim Schar for the Kivui in Hashem. The Medrash in Parshas Vayichi, in the Brach of Shevet Don, it says, Lushu Ascha Kivisi Hashem. Sag the Medrash, Hakol B'Schar HaKivui, all the Yeshuas, all the Brachas, all the Hatzlachas. A person puts his hope in Hashem, as then Hashem helps him. Rather than Nevuah was an Anshimshin, he always put his hope in Hashem, but Besaif, after they blinded him and they tied him to the building, there's one more time he put his hope in Hashem, and Hashem listened to him. That was the Tefillah L'Shu Ascha Kivisi Hashem. The Medrash is Mavur, that's a Lima L'Dairus, to be Masak in the Gullus that we're in, to have Gula Pratius, Gula Klalius, the Kivui Bashem, as that's him Skar of Kivui. But B'yosem is somebody who has Kivui Hashem lives a different kind of a life. If you live life that you need Hashem, you're not going to do Averus, because you're scared of Hashem. If you live life, you're making amends, you can do what you want, that's okay. As then a person has a big yetzar to do averus. Or a person that lives life, and he realizes he constantly needs Hashem, as that's a big shmir of oidis mitzvahs. Arnon Andre Darga, he has a, he's more master to doing mitzvahs. That's what the Pasuk says, Toi Vashem, to somebody who's Makava Bashem. It's not only the Scharim, the Kivui Bashem, the Etzem Kivui, but a person who's Makava Lashem who'll be Toiv Bakol, and Mimele his Schar is Meruba Ma'ir. This is a Pasuk that said in Echa, this is the key to going out of Golus, Toi Vashem Lekovoi. Even though we're in Golus, there's so many tzaras, there's so many shverim atzavim, but keep your hopes up high, and always have hope in Hashem, and daven to Hashem. And bez Hashem, you'll be zeicha to toiv ba'ilam hazeh, and toiv ba'ilam haba. See, afterwards, the Gemara says, brings the Indian of Bavoid Rishayim Rina, Bavoid Achav and Imri Rina. As the Gemara is, Michadi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mepulosin Shal Rishayim, Masha is Masber, because Hashem really wants a Rasha to be Chayzer B'Tshuva. Hashem wants good for everyone. But Hashem is not Sameach in the Ibud of a Rasha. It would be better if you would do Tshuva. And then it brings down Big Shem Malchi Asher Yisraelim Lefanav Shira B'Shar Shem Alachem Ayu Tovu Bayam Amalem Maisi Yodi Tovu Bayam V'Atem Oymrim Shira. The famous question is, Kodim Kol, you have to know what Shira we're talking about. As Mashal brings down two pshatim, you could learn Shira means as Yashir, or you could learn Shira means Halal. Let's start off that Shira is as Yashir, the fi that pshat is the grace of Shaila. Hare Klal Yisrael said Shira. As I bezei, how could Klal Yisrael say Shira? Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisi Yadu Toi V'Biyam V'Atem Oymrim Shira. Farshim Yester Kasha. I mean, you could say Gishmagavot, that there's a chilik in why you're saying Shira. There's one nekuda where you're not personally involved, you aren't safe. As the Shira is not a Shira of Hakaras HaToiv, it's a Shira of Shvacha, the Boire, that he did something special. And that the Gemara says that when are you Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on something that Hashem is happy that Hashem did, but something that Kilo Hashem would rather have not done, as then it's not right to be Mishabeach Hashem for doing it. Oyam Rim Shira. Aba Klal Yisrael, when they said Shira, why were they saying Shira? They were saying Shira because Hashem saved them. Al Sakaris HaToiv. As I bezei, if you're saying it Al Sakaris HaToiv, as then, even if Maisa Yod of Tova Biyam, if it doesn't pat you for your chiyuv of Hakaras HaToiv, Yedua the Hallel of Pesach, the Ran in Avi Pesachim says, you say it midin Shira, it's been doing it that way in the Mishnah. Oh, he means down Goinim that way. Shaila says, how can we say Shira on the Makas to the Mitzvahim and on Makas Pchoiris and on the bad things that happened Maisa? They were mamish getting killed. Nahinin advarim, it's Hakaras HaToiv. It's something that happened many, many years ago. Abadah says, Chayiv Adam Liris, it's Atzmoy Ki'ilu Hu Yatza Mimitzrayim. As that Hakaras HaToiv wasn't Hakaras HaToiv from years ago, it's Hakaras HaToiv Tomit. As that's one pshat. The Shira over here means Shira Sayam Az Yashir. Rashi says another pshat, that the Shira means Halal. He brings in the Gemara in Erechin, that Halal is called Shira. Maran Rosh Hashanah also, that Halal is called Shira. As bring the Rashi, that L'choira, this is a tam, why you shouldn't say Halal on the Yom HaMachreinim Shal Pesach. Bemis the Beis Yosef and Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Sadik rings down. You not say Hallel on Yom Machrenim Shal Pesach because my Siyod of Tom and Biyam Vatemoimrim Hallel like this Gemara Vatemoimrim Shira. I'm afraid the Mashah. We find that the Gemara says a different time. The Gemara in Sukkah says the reason why you don't say Hallel on the last days of Pesach is Bishleim on Sukkis. You say Hallel on every day of Sukkis because it was Chaluk and Korban Aseya. They brought different Korbanis. Aber by Pesach, every day they brought the same Korban as there's no Chiyuv of Hallel. As Frag the Mashah, why does the Gemara have to give a different time? Why didn't the Mashah say the time? Why didn't we have this time of the Gemara? Maisa Yodav Tavu B'yam Batim Oimrim Halal. And a famous vote from Rabarin and Mishas Rabarin. Rabarin wanted to answer that Be'emis on Yontif there's two Machayivim of Halal. There's one Machayiv of Halal that's in Yontif. Yontif is a Yom that you say Halal. Boy, the Nisim Shanasa by Yontif, that's Machayiv Halal. The Mashal, the Gemara asks that you should say Halal on Yom Tovim where there's no Nisim too. And you have in the Gemara, you say Halal on Nisim even when there's no Yontif. I would say, Zakir Barin, this is the two Machayivim of Halal on Shvi Yishol Pesach. Number one, Shvi Yishol Pesach is a Yontif, like Kol Yontif. This is a din to say Halal. And that the Gemara says mitzad yontif, being that it's ein chiluk in korban eseyem, as that's a simin that it's not a naya yontif. And sukkis every day is a naya yontif because it's a naya korban. The vizes it's a naya yontif. Asha ein gain by Pesach, it's all the same korban as it's not a naya yontif. The Beis Yosef when he brings down this mahalach al pi the Gemara. That the reason why you don't say Halal is because Maisi Yodav Tavir B'yam, the Beis Yosef was dining mitzad the other Machayev of Halal, mitzad Nes. As on the Machayev mitzad Nes, that you say Maisi Yodav Tavir B'yam, Vatim Oimrim Halal. Then the Gemara goes in. I got it to Gemara of Achav. The Gemara brings that Avad Godol Mashenema Bavadia Yosemi Mashenema Bavrom. So over here it says Yorei Hashem Ma'oid. My problem even by the kid that doesn't say Ma'oid. As the Mashah. The Maral are very bothered what the Fadi was a bigger tzaddik than Avram, a bigger Yari Hashem. They both say that if you medayik the Gemara says Godol Shenema Ba'avadi. It doesn't say Godol Avadi. It says the Pasik was more marich in the Shvach of Avadi than it was by Avram. Rather, you can answer the Shaila also that if you take the void of Klalius of Adam, of Avram, Avadi was in a much bigger darga. Over here it's going on one Nisayan that Avadi had, and that Nisayan, in a Gvisa darga, he reached a higher Majayir, because Avram didn't have that Nisayan. Avadi, if you take on that void of Klalis of Avram, but Avram was on a higher Majayir. The Gemara says that afterwards, Chazan Avadia, Koy Amar Hashem Elikim LeEdom. And Avadia was Misnabe on the Chorbin of Edom. As Maishna Avadia LeEdom, why was he Zoicha to be Misnabe on the Nefila of Edom? Zog the Gemara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoive Avadia Hador Ben Shnei Rishayim. He was a minister in Ahav's palace. There was Ahav, there was Zevel, V'loy Laman Mimaseyem. Yinabel Esav HaRosha, Shadar Bin Stei Sadikim, V'loy Laman Mimaseyem. Here in this Gemara is a remez, Navoida, to take us out of the Gullus of Esav. Hari Avadi was the one who was misnabe on the Nefila of Esav. What gave him the koyach to be misnabe? Even though he was niskadal ben shnei rishayim, afilu hach he was loy lamed mimaseim, and he held shtark. As this is a limud avodah shalanu in Gullus, even though we're amongst Gayim, we're amongst many Rishayim, avodah is loy lamed mimaseim. And then we're mishtayich to those nevuas of the Kilyan of Esav. She's Kayim Imhera, the Gula, that we should be zeicha to. Another pshat, Mishum Mir Meir, Avadia Gera Doimi Haya, Vainu Da Ame Inshi, Mineu Bey, Avoy Nizel Bay Narga. It brings by David also. As the Shadlas, what's this business of Mineu Bey, that the Oynish Gufa came? As you could be masked with the Yamara, with a big Yisoid. One time heard a Yisoid, Ramesha said it on something else. He said, Ramesha Shapiro said on something else. He said, David is Melech Mashiach. He came from Rus Amoyavia. What's the Kayach of David to come from Rus? He says, Moyav is Bigamachi of Memtes. Can I get the Memtes Shari Tuma? David and Rus, when she was in Skyer, and David, who was Nimshach Bedarka, as they were koyfe the whole Memtes Shari Tuma, and they turned it into Kedusha. As that's the reason why David is Melech Mashiach, it's Yotze Mi David, Gam David Ti Hashem, because that's the koyach of Mashiach, the koyach that we shailen on the Goyim. But how do we zeicha that we should be shailen on the Goyim when we have the koyach of the Goyim, and we gufa memayet that koyach of the Goyim that we have, as then we could be able to be shailen on Lehem, and the Mashiach should be his kale. As who's the one who was nisnaba on the downfall of Edoim? Avadia, who was a Gera Doimi, I knew someone who had the Tum of Edoim, and he was Mahabichit Lekdusha. He had the Koyach to be Misnabe Lera. David, who came from Moyav, and he was Misapichit Latoiv. That Koyach he had inside of him of Moyav, he was Misapich Latoiv, as he was the one that was Ma'anish. Ramesh's added that It's not only David that has this koyach. Any person that he's meroimim from his memtesh aritoma, and he's mischazik himself, and he's meroimim mi'al from his yitzarim that are doimim to b'nais mayav, and the avodazara of mayav, as he's mishtayich to Mashiach sivkenu sheyavoy b'mehera v'yameinu, and he's maybe the gula, and he brings us closer. The sign of Nais Mayav was in the sign before Doyer the Mashiach. That was Klapi, that Indian, Ramesha said it, but we'll apply it here also. That Kedei that the Nevu of Avadya should be Niskayim, we have to be Oiker the Edom Shebedeichenu. The Edom Shebedeichenu is Kiyedu al Charbechotichya, the Koyach of Shvichas Tam, of killing other people. Yadur and Moshe brought from the Svarim HaKadoshim that killing people is not only literally with the sword. Amol the pet could also be nimshal to a sword. That's also the Kayach of Edom, wiping the floor, embarrassing people, saying bad things to people. As that's the reason why the Churban of Bayis Sheni was Mishum Lashon Hara. As you say, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chovir, and he says that from the gullus we're in, we could see the chet that we do. The marshal gullus Yishmal is when we're choyti with znus, because Yishmal is the mida of znus. Esav is alchar b'chotichya. As when we're choyti in alchar b'chotichya, as then Esav is the koyach to be shaylen on us. And Zakr B'Yitzchak Isaac Chover, the oimik shabai is we're gufa shaylen Esav. Because when we do the chet of alchar b'chotichya, as that gufa gives koyach to the samach aleph of alchar b'chotichya to be shaylet, because we went after them as they come and they be shaylet. As a male, the tikkun we have to do is to be mesakin that bechina v'alchar v'chotichya and do tshuva for those maisim of lashon hara, those amiras of lashon hara, and then we'll destroy the koyach of that klipa keli of alchar v'chotichya. We're able to be miskaber and bring the gula. Das ist unser avoiding golus, to be machala the golus that we're in now, which is the golus of Edom, Bishmal, Biyachad, Kiyadua from the Kadmoinim. When we shame ourselves from the znus of Yishmal, the Bnei Smayav, and when we shame ourselves from the Lashon Hara, the Sinas Chinam, the hurting people, Achius is from putting people down. I know, I'm more chashiv when I put people down. We put down another section of Klal Yisrael, the Litvishes make fun of the Chassidim. We're more chashiv, the Chassidim make fun of the Litvishes. We're more chashiv. It's al charbecha tichya, we're killing someone to bring ourselves up. You put people down, someone hurts you, it's shtochim to get him back. It's al charbecha tichya. As if we could be mechazik ourselves in these inyanim, will be Zeicha, that just like Avadya, when he became a ger, and he turned around the Koiches of Edom, as he was Nisnava on the Kilyan of Edom, as when we do that, and we turn around the Koiches of Edom, as will be Zeicha b'mehera, that it should be Nichla, the Golas that we're in now, Zeicha to the Gula, b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.